welcome. You go back to 1937. It's not our time, man. Eh? Were you born, sister? Have you been born? 1937. Oh, yeah. So it's you know what? February 15, 1937. Today I heard his words in my soul. Host, please think to my father, no, my daughter, that the entire Holy Trinity finds its special delight in you, because you live exclusively by the will of God. No sacrifice can compare with this. But doing the will of God is most important. Not that you have to do so much penance or mortification. Yes, it's helpful. After these words, the knowledge of God's will came to me. That is to say, I now see everything from a higher point of view and accept all events and things, pleasant and unpleasant, with love, as tokens of the Heavenly Father's special affection. Today the Gospel, when Peter tells Jesus, don't go to Jerusalem, then Jesus say, go to my back, Satan. Because you think of things from human point of view, but from God's will. So the will of God, the key point. The pure offering of my will burn on the altar of love. Altar of love. That my sacrifice may be perfect, I unite myself closely with the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. So we are suffering, but most importantly, suffer together with Jesus, not just by yourself. That's most important. When great sufferings will cause my nature to tremble, and my physical and spiritual strength will diminish, then will I hide myself deep in the open wounds of the heart of Jesus, silent as a dove, without complaint. Put everything in the hand of the Lord. Just like St. John, hand his head over the bosom of Christ, just to be there. Let all my desires, even the holiest, noblest, and most beautiful, take always the last place, and the holy will the very first. Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. The needs of your desires, O Lord, is more precious to me than heaven, with all its treasures. I know very well that people will not understand me. That is why my sacrifice will be purer in your eyes. They find her kind of stupidity. How can you dream about so many things about Jesus? Of the image, about two fires coming up. They couldn't stand. Some days ago, a certain person came to me and asked me to pray for her intention, as she had some urgent, important business. All of a sudden, I felt in my soul this matter was not pleasing to God. And I replied that I would not pray for this intention. Many people ask you to pray for many things. Wait. She said, but I will pray for you in general, I added. A few days later, this lady came back to me and thanked me for not having prayed for her intention, but rather for her, because she had been motivated by spirit of revenge toward a certain person to whom she owed respect and veneration in virtue of the fourth commandment. The Lord Jesus has changed her intention, interior disposition, and she herself acknowledged her guilt, but was, however, surprised that I had penetrated her secret. She didn't know. But just got a feeling something not correct. Today I received a letter from Father Sopoko, who sent me greetings for my feast day, February 15. His greetings gave me joy, but his poor health makes me sad. I had known about this by interior intuition, but had not quite believed it. But it seems to me that if he himself wrote that this was so, then the other things about which he did not write are also true. And my interior knowledge has not deceived me. He requests me to underline all that I know does not come from me. That is to say, all that Jesus tells me, which I hear in my soul. He has already asked me to do this several times, but I did not have the time, and to tell the truth, I was in no hurry to do so. But how does he know that I have not done this? I was very surprised, but now I am setting about this work with all my heart. Oh my Jesus, your representative's will is clearly your holy will. If thou shadow of a doubt, if both person leave the will of God, it's kind of inspiration inside. It's the presence of the Lord, no? With two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. February 16, 1937. Today I entered a laboring room by mistake. And so for a while I talked with the person who was there. When I returned to my own room, I thought about that person for a few moments. Then suddenly, Jesus stood by me and said, "My daughter, what are you thinking about right now?" Without thinking, I snuggled close to his heart because I realized that I had been thinking too much about creatures. But Jesus warned her, maybe she gave all her emotions, love, and forget about Jesus. This morning, after completing my spiritual exercise, I began at once to crochet. I sensed a stillness in my heart. I sensed that Jesus was resting in it. That deep and sweet consciousness of God's presence prompted me to say to the Lord, "O most holy Trinity, dwelling in my place, in my heart, I beg you, grant grace of conversion to as many souls as the teachers that I will make today with this crochet hook." Then I heard these words in my soul, "My daughter, too great are your demands. Jesus, you know that for you it is easier to grant much rather than a little. That is so. It's less difficult for me to grant so much rather than a little, but every conversion of a simple soul demands sacrifice. Here you can pray for sinners. This is very willing to accept your offering, but you have to do sacrifice also. She has much more than she offer, than she has. You have to do some sacrifice. You ask too much." He said, "Oh, you can do much. Yes, I can do much, but you have to do something more." No. Not a bargain, but you know, not exactly. But if your heart, how can you see your bargain? It's not a bargain. It's heart to heart, no? Don't presume that Jesus is good and then you stop. "I do what I do," Jesus might say. "I do what I do, but you have to do what you have to do," right? "Well, Jesus, I offer you this wholehearted work of mine. But this offering does not seem to me to be too small for such a large number of souls. You know, Jesus, that for 30 years you were saving souls by just this kind of work. And since holy obedience forbids me to perform great penances and fortifications, excuses, therefore I ask you not, except this mere nothing stamped with the seal of obedience at great things. Okay, I do, but I cannot do much. After obedience, I cannot do much. Then I heard a voice in my soul, my dear daughter, I comply with your request. Yeah. You have to bargain, eh? It's a bargain. You have to deal with Jesus. Eh? He's a good father. And then you have to be first, be generous also. She's generous, but she can't do much out of obedience. She cannot do much sacrifice. She would love to, even 24 hours, but she can't. I often see a certain person dear to God. The Lord has great love for him, not only because he is striving to spread the revelation of God's mercy, but also because the love he has for the Lord God, although he does not always feel his love in his own heart, and is almost always in Gethsemane. However, this person is always pleasing to God, and his great patience will be overcome all difficulties. I think many times we would not have the experience of the Faustina can see Jesus now and then, and can talk to him, you know, as face to face. But because sometimes we can't see much Jesus, no? And then we doubt. But she said, many times it's as if you were to see nothing, but his patience gives us the grace. Oh, if only the suffering soul knew how it is loved by God, it would die of joy in excess of happiness. This is the word of Jesus. Now, if you know how much Jesus loves you, you will joy. You will be of joy over happiness. The same words that Mary, Heavenly Mother, in Medjugorje, she told the people, if you know how much I love you, you will be crying out of joy. We don't feel, because we don't see. Or we try to believe, but don't believe very much. That's a problem. We lack our faith. Very little faith, very shallow. Someday we will know the value of suffering, but then we will no longer be able to suffer. The present moment is ours. You see the key word, present moment. Someday we will understand, but you couldn't understand right now. If we're suffering, we complain. At least, live well every present moment. February 17, 1937. This morning during Holy Mass, I saw the suffering Jesus. His passion was imprinted on my body and in an invisible manner, but no less painful. Pain, death, defeat, stigmata, all the five wounds, invisible to her. The person I know from Canada, she had external sign that blood is coming out from the hand and feet. But she, Faustina, same pain, very painful. Jesus looked at me and said, souls perish in spite of my bitter passion. I'm giving them the last hope of salvation, that is the feast of my mercy. If they will not adore my mercy, they will perish for all eternity. Secretary of my mercy, this Faustina, write, tell souls about this great mercy of mine, because the awful day, the day of my justice, is near. Today I heard in my soul these words, my daughter, it is time for you to take action. I am with you. Great persecutions and sufferings are in store for you, but be comforted for the thought that many souls will be saved and sanctified by this work. She have to offer. When I set to work to undermine the word, the Lord's words, and thus was going through everything in sequence, I reached the page where I had marked down Father Andres' advice and directions. I didn't know what to do. To undermine. But then I heard these words in my soul. Undermine, because these words of mine are mine. I followed the lips of the friend of my heart in order to speak to you and reassure you. You are to observe these directions until your death. It will not please me at all if you were to disobey these directions. Know what? It is I who have placed him between myself and your soul. I'm doing this to set you at peace and so that you may not err. The writing of Father Andres. He is giving her directions. So she was doubting what exactly were the important points. Although Jesus is talking to her personally, but still Jesus worked through people, through his church, through his priest. Father Andres is confessor, no? One of the confessor. Sopoku also. Jesus used people to give us this message. You might say, why don't you talk to me directly? The same I have shared many times with you. That Jesus asked me to do what I have to do. Jesus didn't have to extend inspiration for me. He just talked to that lady, the woman of stigmata. She's the one who got a message for me. And Jesus asked her, tell my priest, that means tell me what to do. Like that, can't happen. Just work in this way. Always work in community. Because Blessed Trinity is the Holy Community. You know, Father and Son and Holy Spirit are real community, relations. Only relations. Never alone. Never selfish. Always giving. Since I have placed you in this priest's special care, you are thus exempted from giving a detailed account to your superiors concerning, the word of Jesus. Since I placed you in this priest's special care, you are thus exempted from giving a detailed account to your superiors concerning my relationship with you. In all other matters, be as a child with your superiors. For whatever I do in the depths of the soul is to be told with all frankness only to the priest. So it's exempted to obedience and disconcern. Because the special grace given to the priest with her concerning the divine mercy, the superior didn't have the grace. So she's exempted to obey, to give the account to superior. She might not understand, you see. It's not disobedience, but with the permission of Jesus, right? He's the one. Obedience, what means does mean? Obedience means we have to do the will of God. So the will of God directly through the superior and through some other person. He said, I through this person, this priest, Andres, so you don't have to give account to the superior. She has no grace for these matters. And I have noticed that from the time God gave me a spiritual director, he has not required me to report everything to the superiors, as was the case before, but only that which concerns external matters. Apart from this, only the director knows my soul. So if a spiritual director is a special grace to God, how few have received it. the soul remains in constant peace amidst the greatest difficulties. Every day after Holy Communion, I thank the Lord Jesus for this grace. And every day I ask the Holy Spirit to anoint him. No, I say her, I say him, to direct her. Actually experience my soul, what power the director's words have. Blessed be God's mercy for this grace. Today I went to meditate before the Blessed Sacrament. When I approach the altar, God's presence pervades my soul. I've plunged into the ocean of His divinity. And Jesus said to me, "My daughter, all that exists is yours." I answered the Lord, "My heart wants nothing but you alone, O treasure of my heart. For all the gifts you give me, thank you, O Lord. But I desire only you." Though the heavens are immense, they are nothing to me without you. You know very well, O Jesus, that I am constantly swooning because of my longing for you. Word of Jesus, know this, my daughter, that you are already tasting now what other souls will obtain only in the eternity. So completely in oneness with the Lord, already experiencing paradise, heaven already in her heart. Only you. So she said, heaven is so big, no? I have to find you. Otherwise you will be under the corner in heaven. Of course, this is our imagination. When you have Jesus, when God in your heart is always in your heart, you are not left out. Out of sudden, my soul was flooded with the light of knowledge of God. Oh, would that I could express even little what of my soul experiences when resting near the heart of the incomprehensible majesty. I cannot put it into words, so only a soul who has experienced such a grace at least once in his life will recognize it. When I returned to my room, it seemed to me that I was coming from real life to death. When a doctor came to take my pulse, he was surprised. "Sisters, what happened? You have never had a pulse like this. I would like to know what was speeded it up so much, the pulse." "What could I tell you?" "What could I tell him when I myself did not know why my pulse was so rapid? I didn't know that I'm dying of yearning for God. But this I did not tell him. For how can medicine help in this instance?" He can slow down his pulse because once you meet the Lord, overwhelming joy. February 19, 1937, contact with death, with dying. Contact with the dying, not herself. They asked me for prayer and I can pray as the Lord grants me an extraordinary spirit of prayer. I'm constantly united with Him, with the Lord, and I'm fully aware that I live for souls in order to bring them to your mercy. O Lord, in this matter, no sacrifice is too insignificant. Today the doctor decided I'm to stay here until April. It's God's will, even though I did want to be back in the company of my sister. So she's still in the sanatorium. She's still alone in her room. I learned today about the death of one of our sisters who died in Plock. But she visited me even before they told me about her death. February 22nd. 1937. Today, they began in our chapel a retreat for the hospital attendants. Although anyone who wishes may take part in it, there is one conference a day. Father Bonaventure speaks for a whole hour, and he speaks directly to souls. I took part in this retreat, as I very much desire to know God more deeply, to love Him more ardently. For I've understood that the greater the knowledge, the stronger the love. The more we know God, the more we love God. So, today I heard these words: pray for souls that they may not afraid to approach the tribunal of my mercy. Do not grow weary of praying for sinners. You know what the burden their souls are to my soul, to my heart. Relieve my deathly sorrow. Dispense my mercy. Jesus needs people to help him to get more soul to him. This is more painful, seeing people is so close to themselves. February 24, 1937. Today, during Holy Mass, I saw dying Jesus. The sufferings of the Lord pierced my soul and body in an invisible manner. The pain is enormous, though it lasts a very short time. During the singing of the Lenten Lamentations, I'm so taken up with His passion that I cannot withhold my tears. I would like to hide somewhere in order to give myself freely to the sorrow which flows from the consideration of His passion. She wanted to cry out now, but she can't. When I was praying for the intention of Father Andres, I learned how very pleasing he is to God. Since then, I have had even greater respect for him, as for saints, This has given me great joy, and I thank God fervently for it. Today, a benediction, I saw Jesus, and he spoke these words to me: be obedient to your director in everything. His word is my will. Be certain in the depths of your soul that it is I who am speaking through his lips, and I desire that you reveal the state of soul to him with the same simplicity and candor as you have with me. I say it again, my daughter, know that his word is my will for you. Today, I saw the Lord in great beauty, and he said to me, my loving host, pray for priests, especially during this time of harvest. My heart is pleased with you, and for your sake, I'm blessing the earth. So this word of Jesus for Faustina, to pray for priests. On the 2nd of September, one of the message, not one of the best message given to one of the missionaries in Medjugorje, the last thing also, pray for priests. You see, you can find the words of our Lord and the words of the Heavenly Mother. That thing. Our Heavenly Mother doing nothing more than the will of His Son. Don't doubt that our Heavenly Mother is with us today, close to us. Only through some little boys, young kids, girls, to share her message. You know, Jesus used Father Andres saying, his word is my will for her. Even today, the little words from the little girls from Medjugorje, they're words of Heavenly Mother for us. Be humble and listen.